Sunday night, Beis Adar Aleph, Chodesh Halvavos, Shar Yichud Hamaisa, Perek Hamishi. We're up to page Kuf Pei Beis. He's talking about taking other people into account when you do things. And he's talking about this great chazan. Let's say eight lines down, the last three words. Va'omru la'achad asorim, they said to one of the princes, Ha'ich motzachem be'necha kriyas ploni, how do you like that person's laning? Voyo ba'al kol ore, very pleasant voice. Page Kuf Pei Beis, around 10-15 lines down. Ve'yodea nagin be'ez kriyasa b'torah. That's the first three words on the line. Be'ez kriyasa ha'torah. Omar, he said, disgusting. Eich timtzachem be'einai kriyas misha'enu kori also ela kadei limtzachem be'einai elusnoz bolofanai. Every word that came out of his mouth radiated that he's davening for my, or laning, or whatever it is, or singing, because he wants to find favor in my eyes. He wants me to think highly of him. You know when I would really say, wow, that was a good chazan? When the chazan, I fell davened with kavanah to Hashem, and didn't give two thoughts to what he sounded like to me, and he was davening to Hashem, I say, wow, that was an inspiring chazan. That was a chazan that really moved me, that made me daven with more kavana. Elin iskavin baratzon Hashem yisale bilavad. Now someone here might ask, what about if a chazan has a lot of kavana and he's a wonderfully inspiring person and he has a lousy voice? So the answer is, it's not a joke, it's a good question. So the answer is, the reason he shouldn't daven for the Amud is not because it's not, his job is not to be motzei chen be'enei people. His job is to be motzei chen be'enei Hashem. But if someone doesn't have a good voice, I mean, just like you're supposed to give Hashem, when you bring a korban to Hashem, you're supposed to bring a fleshy korban, a healthy korban, a fat korban, a gesunter korban, a geshmaka korban. You don't bring Hashem your scrawny, sickly, about to keel over lamb that's riddled with disease and it's sick. So if a person has a lousy voice, so what is he being makrif to Hashem? He's being makrif to Hashem something that's not nice. It's not good. There is an objective. There's no question that there's an objective standard of something that sounds nice or not.
That's a choice, right? And somebody who has a bad voice has a bad voice. Someone who brings a lousy korban could have brought a nice korban. He didn't have a choice.
Well, the person with a bad voice has a choice to not daven. No,
but what if you're giving it's objective.
Wait, I want to answer, please. It's still objective, a sick korban. I don't mean sick. A person with a bad voice doesn't carry a tune. So if he runs up to the Amud, that's the equivalent of bringing a not healthy korban to Hashem. It's not because people don't like it. It's because it's objectively not kaveldik. What are you serving up to Hashem?
Can you say it's because it stares other people's daven?
You could say that also, but I don't think you need to come on to that. I think it's enough to say that by objective standards, it's just like there's objective standards for a korban. It shouldn't be a chola. It shouldn't be, right? It should be healthy. It should be a prime, you know, strong. So if you're being makrif to Hashem, your voice, so to speak, so shouldn't be something that is objectively not pleasant. There are objective standards in things. The Chavis HaVodas is not negating objective standards. He's saying, don't forget what your purpose is. Your purpose is to please Hashem, not to please people.
Right, but the objective standards are human standards, not...
But Hashem made them. There's no question that a pleasant voice is a pleasant voice. It's not a totally man-made invention. No shaykhis. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made music also. And he, you know, if someone's not carrying a tune and he's off tune, and that's objective. You can tie into things in art are not objective, but music is pretty objective.
So you're saying Kivayachal Hashem cares if someone's voice isn't good?
Yeah.
He's trying his best, and Hashem does.
He doesn't care in his private davening. He doesn't care when he sings Smiras Friday night.
Why would there be a difference?
Because when you go up there and you're singing to Hashem, just in Svara, what's the purpose of an objective standard, right? If someone, you don't see that. To
no,
me, it's partial.
I don't.
When the Levium, it's partial.
Because you're backing into the logic saying that when it's an objective standard, but only for the because of all the people listening, not because of Hashem.
That's what determines the objective. Hashem made music. If a person can't carry a tune, you could be sure they didn't take him, if he was a Levi, to be on the choir. He got put as the gatekeeper. That's where the Lashon comes from. They showed him the door. Nah, I don't know. I just made that up.
The guy has a voice. Has a good voice to play. And you don't have all the kavana like you say.
Oh, now you'll have to... The difference is, like Rav Avram is saying, now you'll have to choose. If a person doesn't have... And this happens all the time. You have two chazanim come. They both want to daven. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, whatever. One of them has a better voice than the other. But he doesn't have the qualities that you're looking for. He doesn't have the kavana you're looking for. So then you have to turn to the Chavis Olvavs and say, listen, even though the people will be more impressed and will walk home to eat lunch after davening with a more of a, wow, that was a terrific chazan, and the other guy, they won't have that feeling. They'll say, okay, not bad. But, you know, but if the other person has more qualities, and not just the qualities of kavana, but the qualities that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you want in a chazan, a Yirei Shemayim, and that, so you balance it because of his chayvus al others. At some point, it seems to me, Poshut, that you reach a line that you can't cross, and you know, if the guy can't carry a tune, so then by objective standards, it's the equivalent of bringing a sick animal as a korban. You're being makrif. It's Poshut like that to me. Because Hashem made music also. Hashem made music also. There's such a Yodei Nagein is in the Tanakh. I mean, it's not a man-made invention. It's the harmony and harmonious music and beautifully sounding music. That's Hashem's invention. That's Hashem. That's not like modern art. That someone made up that something looks nice.
Hashem only demands of us to do the best we can do. So if someone's doing the best he can do, then why would that be less pleasing to Hashem?
I'm not negating that a person shouldn't daven or shouldn't sing Shmiras Friday night. You're right. That's the way you should look at it. If a fella, let's say a fella knows he sings off tune. Right, so he sits there Friday night, and he wants to sing Kari Bon, and he wants to sing Menucha Simcha, so he should, if his wife can stand it, he should. And then the right attitude would be what you're saying, that this is the voice Hashem gave me, and it's the only voice I've got, and I want to sing Zmiras also. But to daven, let's say for the Yomud, you have to have some objective standard. You have to have some objective standard. Because you're not davening for yourself, you're davening like people are listening. It's not covered to Hashem. It's like putting up, it's like a Balmum can't daven. A Balmum can't daven. Why? Because it's not appropriate. It's not covered for Kodesh Baruch Hu to put up. I is a Balmum, I Hashem. He was born without an arm. Hashem made him be born without an arm. You're right. We're not negating him as a person, Chas v'Shalom, and we're not, but not to lead the tzibur. To lead the tzibur, you need certain qualities. You need, and this person was not meant to lead the tzibur. Okay, stop here.